for the Soul begins its 27th year in January 2024. Find out our latest news at newsforthesoul.com.
Okay, I believe we're all connected now. I hope it took a few minutes there. Rayzen Energy Healing with Sarah is what's happening today, and you want to be calling in to get in the queue for some healing sessions with her during the hour. Here's the number to do that.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
So let's see if we've got Sarah on the board, first of all. Sarah, are you there?
I am. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Sarah. So we had a full queue of callers here, but I've just lost all the lines but yours in the last 10 seconds. So it's time to chit-chat for a while, and hopefully they'll be able to get back on. The board's a little bit funny today.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So, you know, what we can do is take a couple of minutes to talk about the current energies that are flying around and what's coming up for people. I think that's always helpful for folks to know they're not alone when they feel a bit of unsettled energy.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, you know, it's spring here in the Northern Hemisphere, in the U.S. at least. And spring is really a time for change, for springing forward and for newness, for new opportunities, new expansion, and even new symptoms, because change is actually good, even if it sometimes can be painful. Change is a sign that we are moving, and stagnation is worse than movement, even if it's a little bit sideways. So when you feel stuck, that's something you always want to try and get moving. But spring is a great time to leverage wood element, liver and gallbladder time, to create movement in your life in whatever way you wish. Maybe it's something you want to move forward with, finances. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's health. In any of these areas, we can leverage this time of year to get movement. Now, movement typically is created when we realize we don't like where we are. Sometimes it's done for us, as one of my clients just got laid off from their job. So that's a case where movement is created externally in our lives, usually for a very good reason, though, I will say. So it makes sense for this particular person in terms of what they're shifting. But sometimes we need a little help, and or we want to. We feel that need for a change. We feel unsettled. We feel irritated by what's in our life. Maybe we're in a relationship that needs some change. Maybe it's destructive or toxic or not serving us. The same for the job. So frustration or anger is the natural emotion of that liver and gallbladder energy, and that's what we feel when we need a change. That's our sign that something isn't resonating, something needs to shift. So that is the natural emotion of springtime, and when you feel that emotion, rather than feeling I need to banish this emotion, I shouldn't be angry, I shouldn't be frustrated, I should be grateful for what I have, all those thoughts, instead, tune into the frustration and kind of let yourself sense what needs to change. What is this anger or frustration trying to tell me? And usually we will figure out, some information will come to us, and we will have an idea of what is the area that needs an adjustment in our lives. So this is how we can leverage that natural emotion of frustration and irritation, even resentment. Resentment is really common in relationships. Any of those types of anger are a sign we need a shift. Spring is a great time to use that energy, that irritation, to spring forward. Now, sometimes our liver energy is deficient, it's blocked, it's not able to mobilize change for us for some reason, and that's when we're stuck. So that's when we really want to help get that energy moving. And if you're not able to get it moving, you want to seek the help of some sort of practitioner, some sort of physical movement, yoga, twisting. There are lots of different ways to shift energy. So always tune into your body when it feels stuck. Try to sense, what can I do to help it get moving? Maybe that's a walk. Maybe that's some meditation. Maybe that's a healing session. Maybe it's prayer. Maybe it's deep breathing. Whatever it is for you, journaling even can be a great way. And try to get things moving, because movement is always where we can then move toward our desired state. All right. Excellent. Do we have anybody called in yet?
Let's find out here. I think we've got five four oh. Let's go to you first. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Who are you talking
here
to?
You go. 540.
Oh, okay. That's me.
There you go.
Yeah, I've been on since once, and I almost missed that. Sarah, this is Lynn Wood.
Hi, Lynn. How are you today?
Oh, Lord, what you just said is me to a T. I've been scribbling like crazy because it's just one thing after the other. The physical is the simplest, which is not simple, but I did have a major tooth pull just Wednesday. It's on the gut, gut-lung meridian. It was. It's gone now. So I don't know how that affected my gut issues, but my marriage is the huge, huge problem. And we've been together for 47 years, so I've tried so many things, and he tries. He's better than a lot of people, I'm sure, but at this stage, as involved as our legal, financial, you know, we just did our taxes. That's a nightmare. I don't know where to go. Somebody did mention gallbladder. Oh, I know. I've started having acupuncture here in Fredericksburg, someone I didn't know about. And I went this morning for my second time. The first one, he did mention gallbladder. Today, he just put the needles in. So are you picking up anything that I can work with?
All right. Well, let's tune in and see. It's wonderful that you're getting acupuncture. That's going to also help get movement going. So,
right.
So yeah, Lynn, let me tune in and see what comes up for us to balance for you today.
Okay.
So I'm going to start by balancing your energy to that of your husband's. So let's just balance you each to each other. And sometimes our energy can almost become allergic or toxic or an intolerance. And intolerance really is probably the best way to think about it with this case, to each other. And we want to balance that. And let me ask you about codependency. Do you think you guys have any codependency going on?
Oh, that makes me laugh. He's been in AA since 78, so he got his chip for 46 years not long ago. And I went into Al-Anon at the same time. So we are, and did that for many, many years. I got a 40 chip, and then I got tired of listening to everybody talk about alcohol. There's got to be more to the world than that. But we are both flaming codependents. And I'm also officially a highly sensitive codependent. And my life plan was to be born into a wacko childhood where I got to be the highly sensitive codependent, take care of all these crazy people.
Right.
So, yes. The answer to the question is yes.
Okay. So let's hold your energetic boundaries. Let's start there for a moment. Now, you may not know this, but liver energy actually plays a role in your boundary energy. So it's a good time to work on boundaries too. So let's balance that connection with the Wei Qi. This is our protective energy field at the surface of our body. It helps us deflect or protect. It protects us and even synthesizes some of what's going on in the environment. So let's hold your boundaries. Let's hold your boundary energy system. Let's link that in with spring energy. Focus on wood element, liver, gallbladder. And let's just hold that a moment, see what comes up, or let it balance. Okay, and I want to repair that boundary energy for you. It's almost as if there are little frays, almost the way wood ages and it has little splinters that kind of get pulled loose or off or get kicked up that you need to sand down. There are just little burrs almost in the boundary, and we want to clear that. We want to smooth that down. So what we'll do is, it's not really a trauma release, but we want to balance your energy to his around codependency for sure. But, you know, it even feels like the addiction piece is important. So that journey that you guys took together for a really long time, we're just going to hold that and clear any energy that might be. It's not that it's unresolved. It's that it is kicked up. It's not smooth. It's agitated. So let's smooth that energy between the two of you.
Okay.
And just holding his energy, let's find out what needs to be balanced here. So we can actually, I'm a stickler for ethics, but we can't, so I can't work on him directly right now, but I can work on the matrix of energy between you, of which you are both a member. So we call that in body talk, it's called a matrix of energy. It's a formation of energy that represents the relationship, and we often use the body to balance it, even though it's not a body, it's an energy. So let's hold that. Let's hold your relationship matrix. And let's balance the balance of power. So power within the relationship, we're going to just, it feels like it's a little bit skewed, out of balance. We're going to bring it into balance. And that doesn't feel like one is dominating the other. It just feels like an imbalance. There's confusion about power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're going to hold so large intestine energy, we're going to hold that for the relationship matrix. We're still in that relationship around the idea of control, the consciousness of control.
Large intestine.
So when we don't, I'm sorry,
me.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Large intestine matrix, you said?
Energy.
Energy, okay.
Consciousness, yeah, in the relationship matrix.
Okay.
So think of it as we're balancing the large intestine energy of the relationship. And that large intestine, when we feel afraid, we frequently, it affects our large intestine, it affects our digestion. And we strive to control. When we're afraid, we strive for control. If we are not afraid, we don't need to control. We allow things to come and flow through us. So think of being on a beautiful hike and you're just following the trail and you're not really worried about much. It's an out and back hike. you don't have to worry about how far have I gone and when am I going to turn. Like, it's you can just kind of be in the moment and walk and then turn around and walk back when you're done. That's surrender and ease and being present and in the moment. There's no fear there. When we have fear, we need to be more controlled. We need to know where we're going and what's happening and who's going to be there and how's it going to go and what are we going to do when we're there and is there an escape route? And we need lots of details and we need to try and be in control. That's a dysfunction of the large intestine and lung energies. It's a metal element dysfunction. We're balancing that in the matrix of your relationship.
That would sure relate to my gut and lung meridian, I suppose. And my
yes,
gut,
it would.
Yeah, my gut's a wreck. You know, it has been for many, many years. And all the physical issues I have, the first thing people say is stress. You have to get rid of your stress. Good luck with that.
Yes. Yes, it is an issue. Okay. So, all right, so now let's come back to you for just a moment here. So let's see if that balance helps at all with the boundaries in the relationship and that sense of control and balance. You know, a little bit more harmony would be nice if we could find it in the relationship. So now coming back to you.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes, especially with, it can be very, sorry, I'm losing my words here. It can be very beneficial to think of something as in the context, what if this never changes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take the relationship stress. If this never changes, then how am I going to function?
Mm-hmm.
So when we set that mindset of it's a little bit of acceptance, what it does is it allows us to stop gripping to the problem and then the problem can start to shift. If I don't grip to this marriage is dysfunctional and it's creating a ton of stress and it's affecting my health, which is probably all true. If I can instead switch the mindset to how can I function? How can I cope? What can I do to make this situation better? And I know you've done a lot. I'm going to invite you to step outside of it for a moment and allow your intuition to maybe bring some fresh ideas because we are in spring and it's a time for change. So what can I do given this is my situation. It's probably not going to change. Like, I'm not going to leave the relationship at this point. It is what it is. What can I do to make my day-to-day life less stressful? So I invite you to think about that. And what I want to do is surround that in good energy because that is a surrender, first of all. And then it's a letting go of attunement to the problem. And then it's an intuitive receiving of what can I create? What can my energy create for a new solution that will help me? Maybe it's not perfect, but maybe it's better. Does that make sense, Lynn?
It absolutely does intellectually to my brain, which is, of course, running all over the map. What else can I do? My God, I've tried everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm already thinking of backing off because I do come up with answers that are not mine to come up with.
Right. That was my next thought is you can't change the other member of your, you can't change your husband.
Right.
So you have to learn to cope with it. And often that means letting go of emotional attachment to the outcome that we want.
Mm-hmm.
Same with our children, same with our pets. I mean, any listeners, you can apply this to your life wherever it makes sense. I mean, we have an expectation of what we want for other people, of what they should be doing or the outcome that we want. And sometimes those are very reasonable. I'm not insinuating that they're unreasonable, but we don't have control over those other people. So we have to let go of the control an attunement to a story that they should be something different than they are. And we have to bring ourselves back to focusing on ourselves. What can I do to make myself feel better? What can I do to insulate my energy? What can I do to protect myself?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm inviting that information to come to you after our call in the hopes that something will come, some solution. Maybe it's a little tiny way to decrease conflict or, you know, I don't know. It could be something really simple. It could be, you know, I don't know. There are so many situations it could be. It could be changing where you sleep. It could be changing who pays the bills. It could be changing little tiny things. Those are bigger things, but maybe it's something even smaller. So I invite that to come. So let's open, let's balance your energy so that it's open to receiving some next steps that could help it.
Great. Okay.
And to do that, again, we're focusing on that metal element, clearing fear. We're linking metal to wood, which is that liver gallbladder energy, to create movement. We want movement, and then we want to open to receive. All right. Very last thing, we're just going to create a little vortex of energy to spin, to really not to spin to create chaos, but to spin to create healthy movement. Healthy spinning is what our energy centers do. And we're going to allow that spinning to touch that metal element and that wood element to create normal, healthy movement. Think of it almost as a normal heartbeat or a normal breath cycle, normal movement, so that something can shift and a solution of some kind that can improve the situation can come in.
Okay.
And Lynn, I want you to imagine that your hands are gripping onto the problem, because that's what we do. When we are trying to fix something, we become gripped onto it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can see that in your mind, I want you to see your hands opening and releasing that gripping. Because if we're gripped, it's hard for things to change. If we can just let go of that expectation and that connection to what we want, our, you know, what we think should happen, if we can just release that, then we can open to some change.
Okay, I'm writing like crazy.
Okay, good. This gripping happens, and for listeners too, gripping to things happens with identity of illness. It happens with a difficulty releasing a relationship that has ended. It can happen in, like your case, Lynn, here, where you have a stress and you're trying to fix it, but you can't figure out how to get traction inside of it. So there are a variety of ways we can get gripped and connected to a dysfunction. And our job is to try to have the wisdom to let go of that gripping so that we can then move our focus to creating what we want.
Sounds
okay.
Wonderful.
So, Lynn, let's see if this helps get some kind of movement for you to find some kind of solution that eases your experience.
Okay. One thing that's going to help is that he leaves Wednesday for 5 freaking days to go hike in at a UU thing. That's going to be a good thing.
Excellent. Yeah, you'll have some time to really sit with
the
these ideas.
Off.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Mm. I like that. Okay, thanks, Sarah. You're wonderful.
Thank you, Lynn. Thanks for calling in. And, keep us posted.
Okay, I will. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for calling in. We've got an email here. Oh, no, we've got another call. Hang on. Let's go to another call first. 516, you're up. It's you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Sarah and Nicole. This is Anita from New York. Hi.
Hi, Anita.
Hi. I have a couple of things going on, but I was wondering if you can help me with breast cysts. I had a mammography 3 weeks ago, and I've had cysts all along. They've been benign, but they found an additional cyst. Is there anything you can do to help me with that? And for the past 2 days, I've had it's not really a headache, but it's like pressure on the left side of my head. I don't know if it's a toothache headache. I've never had it before. It's the first time. I've had it for like two and a half days.
Okay. And the side of your head, tell me a little bit more about where it's located on the side of your head.
Okay, I'm looking above my ear, a little bit to the rear of the head, but it's on the side. It's not in the rear of my head, just above my left ear. Yeah.
And not at the temple.
It's about an inch and a half above my left ear.
Okay, perfect. Yep. And do you have any history of head injuries?
Something fell on my head 2 years ago on the top of my head.
Okay. That doesn't feel like it.
No.
Okay. But you don't know of anything else?
Nothing else, no.
Okay.
Anymore.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have cysts anywhere else? Just breast tissue?
Yeah. Ovarian cysts. Ovarian and breast cysts. I'm having another mammography in 2 weeks, so that's why I was more concerned about the breast cysts right now. I do have 3 ovarian cysts in watching on the left ovary.
Okay, very good. And are you premenopausal, perimenopausal, menopausal? Where are you hormonally?
Postmenopausal. I'm 62.
Okay. One more question. Sorry. You probably feel like you're getting grilled.
No, not at all.
Do you take iodine or do you eat a lot of fish or seaweed?
I eat salmon and some fish. I don't take seaweed or iodine.
Okay. After our session, look up iodine deficiency and it's very common, iodine deficiency in glandular tissue issues, cystic, fibrotic, dense, any of those things. Iodine can play a role.
Okay.
And there is something called Lugol's iodine, which you can just paint on your skin. And depending on how quickly it absorbs, it can tell you if you're deficient or not without having to get any kind of testing.
Okay.
So it's kind of nice. But iodine deficiency has been implicated in issues with body tissues. So let me tune in and let's see what we can do today.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, so the first place I'm actually getting led to, which is not probably where you wanted me to go, is the right ovary.
Oh, okay.
I will say that almost always I end up on the opposite side of the body as the dysfunction, at least initially. And I think that's because the left side is probably compensating for something on the right. But who knows? Let's just see what comes up.
Okay.
So I'm just shifting out anger, actually, from that right ovary.
Okay.
Now, we don't know whose anger that is. It could be someone else's. It could be yours. It could be all kinds of things. We're just shifting it.
All right.
And it feels like masculine energy, but it also feels like mom. So was mom kind of domineering, controlling? Tell me a little bit about your mom.
No, she wasn't controlling, but she was just around a lot, you know. I think my dad was more controlling.
Yeah, okay. Somebody's anger, we're going to clear it.
Okay.
And again, it could be an imprint. But yeah, okay. Okay, good. That's clear. Okay, we're linking that up to the upper body. And we're shifting out what feels like it might be anxiety in the left chest area.
Okay.
I'm going to hold the lymph of the upper chest. It's not just the upper chest, lymph of the chest. So we have a lot of lymph nodes up near the clavicle area. We have under the arm and the axilla area. We have in the around the lungs, lots of lymph nodes up in the chest. We're clearing any fear, any other toxin or energy out of here that's ready to leave. And we're going to reference environmental toxins up there in those lymph nodes. Possibly paint could have been from your childhood. I know lead paint was a pretty big mm-hmm. issue
okay.
back in the past. But whatever it is, we're clearing it out.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, holding actually stomach energy. And now, stomach energy governs our conscious mind or relates to our conscious mind. And our conscious mind loves to try to contain things. It loves to not always suppress, but definitely to contain and keep things tidy. And if we have anxious thoughts, we want to try to suppress or control those. They don't sweep us away. That's kind of containing is kind of the conscious mind's default. So we're going to hold that idea because that's what a cyst is. A cyst is where the body has contained something. It has brought it into a little enclosure and tried to wall it off.
Okay.
So we're going to hold that paradigm in your body and let's give anything opportunity to heal that needs to, because obviously here, closing things off, balling them up and bundling them is creating a problem. We don't want it to do that. We want the body to let this dissolve and to cleanse and clear whatever this is.
All right. Yes.
And we're going to balance the consciousness of tolerance, having tolerance for whatever, anything, even if it's just your body and these places in your body that aren't aren't doing what they, well, we could say what they should be doing, but that's fighting with reality. So where we might be judging these parts of the body, we're just going to completely clear any consciousness of intolerance.
Okay.
All right, now let's go back to the breast tissue. Not quite yet. Okay, up to the head, side of the head, left side of the head.
Okay.
And we're just going to balance. We have quite a few meridians in the head. And we also have, you know, the area you're describing is the parietal lobe in the brain. So okay, we're just going to hold that for a moment. I want to connect. I want to balance bladder meridian with the energy that's come up here. We'll balance the pathway of bladder meridian, which goes to the right of the midline, up over the, from the eyes up over the head and down the back. And we're going to connect that to this area of tension that you feel. Very good. Now we're just going to invite movement. So frequently we can get headaches. We can definitely feel pressure like you are in a particular area of the head when there's energy that needs to move but can't. So we're just going to give a nice circulation balance to get things moving that might be ready to move but a little hung up.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Now, let's just hold the cystic tissue in the body, and I know your focus right now is the breast. We can also hold this over that left ovary. Let's hold that here and just see if there's anything we can do to release and heal what's going on there. And we're holding that tendency to, it's kind of similar to the last balance we did with the last caller, but what we talked about with the conscious mind, that tendency to, it's not control, but it's almost, I'm not sure I want to touch this is the idea. I'm not sure I want to dig into that. Let me just bundle it up and put it on the back shelf back there and I'll keep my eye on it maybe from a distance. It's that kind of tendency to want to keep something at arm's distance and not get in it too much. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to extrapolate that to any place in your life where that pattern might be at play. So we're just clearing any fear or hesitation, or hesitation is probably the right word, of connecting with different threads of energy wherever they may be in your life. And we're clearing any fear that it might be too much, it might be overwhelming, it might be too messy, it might make somebody angry. I mean, there's a whole host of belief systems that can cause this tendency. Or I might not be able to handle it. There's that too. We're going to surrender those. We're going to notice them and recognize, not true, just a story of the mind. And we're going to give an opportunity for those to clear so that this tendency to create little pockets of stuff can really start to dissolve, because it's better to just process it and move on than have these little storage places around the body. So we're telling all this to your subconscious mind and your body that it can start processing. It can start touching things. You have an immune system that can clear any infection. You have lymph that can escort any toxins out. You have all of these processes in the body and functionality that can keep your body clean and healthy. You don't need to wall things off. So, and the same is true of your mind. You have skills. You have ways of exploring and working through different things, even if it feels overwhelming. You have the strength and ability to cope with all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving your body permission on all levels to process what is in these cysts and to not create new ones. All right. And very last thing before we wrap up, I just want to do a very high level hormonal balance, because some of these things can be hormonally driven, but I'm wondering about the iodine component. So definitely look into that. See if any of it resonates with you.
Okay.
Yeah. But let's just hold that with any other relationship with hormones on any level, thyroid hormone, stress hormones. Certainly we have very low in menopause, we have lower levels of those reproductive hormones, but any hormonal aspect, we'll just balance that real quick. All right, Anita, let's see if that balance helps. Has the pressure in your head changed at all?
I'm trying to think. A little bit, yeah. A little bit it has.
Yeah. See if that continues to unravel.
Okay.
Yeah. See if that continues to unravel throughout the rest of the day, maybe even a little bit of tomorrow. Hopefully that'll shift and move. And then, see if this balance helps.
Great. I wanted to ask you about your monthly, so I just found you online, your monthly sessions. Is it monthly or you do energy healing online? I just looked at your website.
Correct.
The Elevate program,
yeah.
The premium program. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. Elevate is digital healing. I have a digital library of over 40 30-minute healing sessions that you can listen to and receive healing anytime.
Okay.
And then there's also a live group healing and a live Q&A, which is in the premium level of Elevate. And it's a lovely way to be supported. I also have a coupon code for you, for listeners from News for the Soul. So if you decide to check it out, you can get your first month for almost free for just $5 and use the coupon code News for the Soul, spelled out.
News for the Soul. Okay, great.
Yep. News for the Soul.
All right. Thank you so much for the healing. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Keep us posted on how you're doing.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. And, there's more callers, but I'm afraid we're at the top of the hour, and it's perfect time for some more shameless self-promotion before you run off on us there.
So we just talked about Elevate, and I would, it's a wonderful way to support yourself if you want to explore receiving some energy healing at a really affordable price that is very powerful and can really shift amazing things in the body. It's only $15 a month, but with this coupon, you can check it out for just $5. And again, that's News for the Soul. Enter that coupon code at checkout. And you can find my link to my website, and you can find that information at Elevate, at my profile at newsforthesoul.com. So thank you, Nicole.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sarah. Awesome as always. Looking forward to next time already. There is my alarm saying we're finished. And Sarah's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com, and we're going to be back with more right after this quick reset break.